Welcome to Crown Radio Station's Real Talk. I'm your host, Danny B. Get ready to dive deep into candid conversations with your favorite Christian creatives. We'll explore their struggles, how they trusted God through setbacks, and so much more. And stay locked in as we go ball for ball with today's leading Christian hip-hop artists, revealing the inspiration behind their lyrics and their journey. You already know what it is. It's Real Talk, the source for all things Christian creative with your girl, Danny B. Let's go. I got my man Crown One in the building. How are you doing today, my brother?
Doing well. I'm doing well. I'm feeling good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Well, we thank you for taking time out to really conversate with Crown Radio Station today. So let's get into it. The name is Crown One. Tell the listeners how that name came about.
Man, I've always been a studious person. My parents were real big on what a name means. And so I never really realized what my name meant until I came of age at 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And I found out my government name means crown, one with mm-hmm. an ED on the end. So I was like, okay, I'm going to just drop the ED and be crown uh-huh. one. And then here we are, 20 plus years later, I'm on Crowned Radio. It's
right, full circle.
It's destiny.
That is what's up. And so let's talk about, like, especially because you said, like, with your name. Now, what age did you start rapping? Let's get there.
Yeah, for sure. When I started rapping, I was 8 years old.
Okay. Hey, yeah. And what, at 8 years old, who or what rapper were you following at that time? Because back then we had groups and all that, because it was not a singular rapper at that.
For sure. I mainly was in, like, Gospel Gangsters. That was my first rap group that I was turned on to. The two G's on the back, Gospel Gangsters. Yeah. I can see clearly now that album. I still have that to this day.
Wow.
It still plays, except for track 6, because I wore it out.
Wait, we got the CD player? Hold on, we got the CD. You got the CD, brother?
Not with me.
I'm just saying, you still got a CD player. He's in there. That's right. Yeah. That's all right. So we know we started at 8. You know, you got the Gospel Gangsters going on. And then when did you, like, start or write your first actual song and really put it down on the wax, as we like to say?
I was 9, because that was before I turned 9. And later that summer, I wrote a song called Public Announcement with my first rap group that I formed called MYD.
Wow.
And that group was my best friend to this day, Marcus Massey, my homegirl, Danielle Parker. They were NYD, and they called me Youngster at the time. That's what it was. My first rap name was Youngster, so they called me. So NYD was mid, and we actually were mid when it came to style. That's funny.
Don't do that.
No, but the name of the song was Public Announcement.
Yeah.
And the hook went, hello, 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 this is the public announcement, hello, hello. Yeah, that was the song we did back then, and we went to my boy's, Marcus's studio. Mm-hmm. His father did R&B.
Okay.
And so he had a friend that had a studio in town. We went there and recorded on cassette.
Ooh.
And I memorized my verse. My mom is like the female Joe Jackson. And I did my verse in one take, and they was in there, you know, doing what they had to do.
Yeah.
Play it down, but yeah.
That is why. So we start, man, getting into the music at 8. You write your first song at 9. You got your track laid down, and now we move and we catapult till now. What has that musical journey looked like for you from an evolution as an artist?
It's similar to the walk of faith. You know, it's been a lot of low moments. It's been some highs, some mountains that I was able to climb by the grace of God. But I've learned to be content in any position that I find myself in my artistry career.
Yeah.
There's been times that I had to take a back seat and chill because of the life happening.
Yeah.
And there's been times where I think I did everything right, but the ends just didn't connect. And then on the other side, everything's going well musically, but my personal life is in shambles.
Yeah. So
like, okay, Lord, what do I do with this? And trusting that, you know, he's going to see me through, because he who has begun a good work will see it through to the end. So,
amen.
That's what it's been like for me.
That's a blessing right there. And so now you have a new project out. Talk a little bit more about your journey with your latest project dropping out this weekend. Talk about, creating that song and what that took and got you there. And then what are you hoping your fans get from it as well?
Man, what was going on in my life? There's so much that was going on. So the Holy Spirit works with me when I get a track. My good brother Tone Jones, Grammy winning, Dove Award winning music producer. I've known him for a while. A lot of guys that send music know who he is. And so he sent me like a pack of beats, and I was like, cool, man, because we was in a music production group together. And so he sent me the song. I was like, oh, I really like this. And it connected with my spirit. And so the first bar was, got out the mud like the author of love. Closed curtains on my burden. Soul stay secured. Every ounce of my gift until they fall in worship. Jesus, the truth they seek and don't have light of credence. I cut the body, upgrade life with a new meaning. We don't kill demons. We throw them off a cliff. Exercise my right inside the court from the perfect gift. Because at that time in my life, I was dealing with a lot of spiritual warfare, and I felt like every time, like I was telling you earlier, this song, Amen, is me championing the very crest of worship and trusting God through the process. So that's why the hook says, "Knock down, but I'm back up. Knock down, but I'm back up." And all throughout the song, you hear me say, "They don't forgot who they're dealing with," because I'm addressing the enemy head on. Because a lot of times we as believers, or even just, we're believers, but we're people as well. And so when things happen, we like to tend to lean to our emotions rather than remembering to do what Jesus said, which is, "Thus saith the Lord," or "It is written." You don't necessarily need to know where it is written. You just need to be able to say, "It is written, such and such and such and such." So for me, leading up into this song, when I got the beat and I wrote it and recorded it, and one night, it was just like, okay, I now see how more real the Bible is becoming to me. Not that the Bible is ever fake, but I'm actually living things that I read before, and it's like, okay, it doesn't make sense to me now, but then God brings me through the storm, just like he told the disciples, "Let us go to the other side," and he goes to sleep. Then they feel like they're gonna die, and he's like, "I'm with you," and he calms the storm. So it's like, now I'm on the other side of the river, the sea, and I'm like, okay, Lord, this is what you were saying on the other side, even though it didn't make sense to me, and then having the faith, even being through that, to later on he's saying, "Walk on water," and like, I'm on the water like Peter, but then I look around at my circumstances and I forget to remember what he said 30 seconds ago. So for me, that is, I really big into shifting the atmosphere of the believer or whoever hears the song. So that's how this song came about. And then the Lord just, blessed to where I'm able to connect with a producer like Tone Jones. And I'm able to connect with my mentor of many years for the first time. And he's mentored me for many years, but we never met in person. I sent him the song when I finished mixing. He's like, "Bro, I got to be a part of this." I was like, "What you mean?" He's like, when you shooting a video?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm shooting a video this day." He's like, "I'm there." I'm like, "Word?" So BBJ, the OG, he flies up for the video, and we do the video. And then I had a tour because I'm on tour right now, and he came to the tour, and it's just been a huge blessing how God's just been able to connect through my pain, his promise. Through my pain, the promises of God have been fulfilled. So, kind of like a Joseph moment.
That's a blessing. That's a whole, we could wrap the show up now. Everybody go home. We done talking. You done said it all right now. Hey, man, I love everything you said and really just talking about just sharing your testimony. I think we talked a little bit earlier about where you do have so many young people coming to Christ, right? But then in the moment when you give your life to Christ, you're like, oh man, I felt good. Church was good. Woo! But you forget, baby, when you walk out them doors, hey, it's gonna be real, and you have to really put in you really have to apply what the Word of God says into your life. And you have to live it. You have to truly have faith in it. So let's kind of move into what you're doing, because I know I saw a couple of things where you're on tour. Any stops that you're excited about, or any youth that you will be reaching out to in the process of your touring this year?
Yes, I'm actually talking to some youth that have survived being involved with drugs
Okay.
and going through a recovery process on June 7th and 8th in Atlantic City.
Oh,
You might be
wow.
familiar with Jersey.
Yeah,
There's
yeah.
the epidemic in
Yes.
Jersey, so I'll be there for 2 days, and then I'm very excited for our tour stop here in Akron on June 28th, because we'll be giving out free ice cream to the
All
youth
right.
16
Yeah.
and under. One per person, first come, first serve. And then the one I'm very excited for is our Drip Session conference slash concert series, July
Okay.
26th and 27th in Queens, New York, the
All
Mecca for hip
right.
hop.
Yes.
So we got a worship night that takes place on the 26th of July, and then the 27th I headline with BBJ in the building.
Nice.
And so we're very excited to be able to bring financial wellness and awareness to people that day, as
Amen.
well as bringing, medical service, counseling, different types of things like
Wow.
that, that people are able to sit down in those sessions during the day. And then there's a conference in the evening. And we're talking about things that often the church either forgets, not because of, intention, but it's
Right.
because you can't really, it's hard to focus on certain topics within a 30-minute, 40-minute sermon. And you have
Absolutely.
children as young as newborns and people as old as 89 or older in the congregation, and you expect this pastor to hold everyone's attention
Yeah.
for 45 minutes, and then you're upset when, you're looking on your phone on TikTok.
Yeah.
So, realizing this is the label, and with the Drip Session tour we want, and the promoters we have up in New York, I'm very excited for that, because this is our second time trying that on the tour, where we're
Okay.
able to isolate certain things that need to be addressed in the church,
Yeah.
or need to be
Yeah.
addressed, just like going to therapy, you
Yeah,
know what I'm saying, and
absolutely.
how that biblically fits. How to be a woman that has survived domestic abuse. What does that look like? What does it look like to not only go through that process, but then also be on the other side of that process and still have your salvation intact, right?
Wow.
So these are the things that I'm excited to do with the youth and, with young adults, elders too, that need help through salvation. We're giving them the word of God, but we're also giving them practical tools that are not against the word of God, but are alongside the word of God and supported by the word of God. So that's what
Amen.
I'm really excited for.
No, that's amazing. And I know I saw you guys do the drip last year, right? And so
Yeah.
really, where did that come from? Who sparked that conversation and then got the feet and legs on it?
Man, so I used to go to a Christian club before Christian clubs became common. First Christian club was like in 2006 up until 2012, called Span Ministries out in Kent. They had the 412 based on 2 Timothy 4:12. Forsake not thy youth. That was the scripture. And they had guys like The Truth come in, K Drama come in. That's how I was able to open up for those guys and meet them. It was like a youth club, right? And then there was another club in Brampton, Ontario that I went to that I toured the show there. Was a Christian club called the Afterwave, out there. So, but that was the only ones that I knew about. So now the clubs are more common and more acceptable because we've gotten older as saints and we're
Yeah.
young adults now. I wanted to bring that to the city of Canton and Akron. So we did that, and we had the youth come out, made it free. We're giving food away, and just create a whole vibe where they can enjoy and be in a place that's safe. One of the things that triggered me was, it's on my soul for a long time. Like, I'm a big movie buff. So if you remember Willy Wonka, the original from the 70s,
Yes.
Charlie walks into, or the kids walk into the candy shop, right? And after school, they're all hanging out there, the soda shop and, stuff. So I'm like, why did that generation have a place? Like, that was their YMCA before the YMCA, right?
Right.
Where you could
Right.
go for free, hang out, play pool, play cards, or, just hang with your friends, maybe get a snack if you got some money and do stuff like that. After school program for me was bowling. I did that every day up and through high school until I bowled in high school. But what I see now is we've gone more towards technology and less, there's lack of community amongst the believers. Because, and that's why people feel so disjointed when they go to church. They're like, the only time I see you is on Sunday, but I don't talk to you outside of those 7 days. You know what I'm saying? And I don't feel connected to you unless I reach out or if I feel, you know, a connection there. So if you create an environment where people can feel comfortable, listen to some music that's not necessarily old school and what they actually would vibe to, Christian R&B, Christian hip hop, guys like Derek Minor, guys like Young Chris, guys like Crown One, you know, et cetera, et cetera, right? And you have a DJ there, and then sometimes you're just vibing out, and then you stop the music and like, all right, y'all, we're gonna talk about this tonight. Like, word, yeah, we're gonna talk about what it means to live pure, what it means to be, to have salvation. And we're not making like it's a sermon type of thing. It's just an open discussion with some background music, maybe have some fruit or something like that. Counterculture in Columbus, Ohio is doing a great job of that. Joyful Noise of Orlando is doing a great job of that. The Ark ATL is doing a great job of that. Even the one that just launched out in LA, the pastors out there, I forget the name, you know. So we're seeing this wave where people that need fellowship, need connection. So for me, I was like, we do need that. You know, if you look at the early church, another really what spearheaded this drip session tour was, you look at the early church, the reason why they were able to feel the need of other people is because they connected and their churches weren't in a building, it was in a home. So sometimes you would have church in someone's apartment, as it were, and okay, sister such and such needs some food. We are going to put pull together and make sure her needs are met. But you're more apt to do that if you're connected, if you fellowship, if you built a relationship with that person. But if you don't know sister such and such outside of her need being requested on a Sunday, are you going to give? Now you should, because that's what you're supposed to do because of the believer, but you're more apt to give if you actually know that individual. So that's where it really came from. Just you know, the necessary need for community, for family. And I'm big on family too.
That's good. Now that's a whole thing there, because I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, let me find out. I need to do something. No, but that's dope. I know they had here in Atlanta last year, I think it was their first time doing Christian creatives, which was really cool. And so, they had Juan Day, they had Linnell Grant come out and they performed, but then they had sessions where the youth could come and really talk about, social media, talk about music and artistry and what it takes, and hear from, panels. So those environments are a blessing. And then of course they had where everybody could come out and shop, So Juan Day husband was out there, shout out to him. He was out there hustling. I was like, what you serving out here, sir? Love, she had some dope apparel. So you can definitely see that just evolving in itself, where we as the new generation really getting outside of what our parents were used to. Because as I told somebody else, my mom, I remember when Kirk Franklin came out, she was like, this man is out of pocket. So you already know, like if my mama see Kurt now, she'd be like, it just got worse. She ain't seen Kurt dance. She ain't seen my mama to watch TV. But if she seen Kurt now versus the stomp days,
Fountain. Oh yeah.
hey,
Yeah.
she turned all the way to the left. She'd be like,
Yeah.
what's really going on? But
That boy ain't saved. That's
hey,
right.
listen. Because even when I let her listen to Christian hip hop, she's like, I'm just trying to understand. I was like, don't worry about it. You stick with the clock, sisters, they got you covered. But yeah, no, I love what you're doing in the community. I love your testimony, your story. So how can the fans stay connected to you from a social media standpoint, and make sure that they're listening out for that new music?
For sure. They can connect with me on all social medias at Crown One SOG. That's CrownOneSOG. That's Instagram, Snapchat, X, aka Twitter. Shoot. There's so many different socials now, but that's where you can find me yet. and Facebook is Crown One Music. So Facebook.com/CrownOneMusic, or get updates on the Drip Session Tour at capemusicrecords.com.
Dope, dope, dope. Oh, I appreciate you spending this time with us, sharing what you got going on tour, your music, your testimony. Hey, man, we really appreciate you spending this good moment with us. And we forward to getting into the music this weekend. Also, too, you got your video dropping. So we look forward to premiering that and sharing that with everybody. So, y'all, we thank Crown One for hanging out with your girl today, Danny B. And you be blessed, my brother.
Thank you. God bless y'all.
The mud like the author of love. Closed curtains on my burden, soul stay secured. Every ounce of my gift until they fall to worship.